The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. Hey guys, welcome back to the Triple P Podcast, where we talk about movies from the same genre, from the past and the present. The past couple of weeks, we have talked about movie genres such as horror films, action films, sports films, and animation films, and many more. Check it out. So you guys may have wondered what movie genre we will be discussing this week. Drum roll please. Bum. Biopics. If you guys don't know what biopics are, I will go over them right now. According to StudioBinder.com, biopics are the spectrum of what qualifies as a biographical film is rather wide, leaving room for creative expressions of true life. An example would be if someone were to recreate a movie of the life of Michael Jackson. Some popular biopics you may have heard of are American Sniper, Tick Tick Boom, and Straight Outta Compton. A good biopic consists of accurate events in chronological order of the person being made for. Another factor of what makes a good biopic would be from film and television writer Scott Tobias. According to Scott Tobias, he states that a good and successful biopic should focus on a narrow period of time, such as the recording of an album or a particular moment in history. Biopics should not create film scenes that did not actually occur in the person's life. There should be evidence. There should be proof that this person actually did something before putting it in the biopic. And that's why I think biopics are a pretty controversial movie genre, because some people may not be satisfied with it and complain. As we explore more on biopics, we should ask ourselves this question. Do producers accurately depict a person's life when creating biopics? We'll find out. Okay, since now that I've talked about biopics, I'll be now introducing what movie of the same genre I will be talking about. I will be comparing the biopics of Selena, made in 1997, to the biopics of Freddie Mercury, also known as Bohemian Rhapsody, made in 2018. Okay, let's talk about the movie from the past, Selena. I'll begin with the synopsis, so here it is. The film tells the story of Latina queen Selena Quintanilla Perez, who was the most popular Latin singer at the time of her tragic death at the age of only 23 years old in 1995. The film tells the story of the Tejano singer as she is accidentally discovered by her own father at the age of 10. Her life story takes off when Jennifer Lopez accurately portrays Selena through her unforgettable concerts, her family struggles, and her secret marriage to her guitarist, Chris Perez. I'm gonna go to my honest review of the film before we go towards the in-depth production. So before watching this film, I knew nothing about Selena. I talked to my mom about what kind of movies I should talk about, and she mentioned Selena. So I watched it. She said that Selena was this amazing musician who died very young, and she really recommended me to watch this movie. So when watching this film, Jennifer Lopez is a standout of the film and does a fantastic job in portraying a lovable, innocent, and passionate Latina who is optimistic about pursuing her dreams with her family from her verbal expressions and her voice tones. She is incredible at being Selena, who I absolutely thought was pretty good, and it was incredibly charming. Another thing I loved was the admiration towards her father, Abraham. Personally, I thought the actor, who was Edward James, is pretty good in depicting the tough love a caring, protective father would have for his daughter. The scene at the beginning of the film with him being upset at Selena's outfit had me laughing because it reminded me of a typical strict parent. But you can't help but still like him because you know he genuinely cares for his daughter more than anything and wants nothing more than to protect her. Although I did not find the character development between Selena and her significant other, Chris Bettis, played by John Cena, very strong in this film, the scene that did kind of hit me emotionally is when Selena drives to her father's house after the unexpected radio announcement. The conversation between the two was the climax of all the events that took place before, and it was, I would say, beautifully written. Honestly, I thought this film was a classic biopic because it does an effective job at telling the story of one of the biggest legends in Spanish music in an entertaining and emotional way. I recommend watching this film if you really want to get an overview of Selena's story. Okay, moving on to the production of the film. As for casting, Jennifer Lopez was casted to play the role in Selena, as I mentioned before. I thought it was a good choice that the directors chose Jennifer Lopez, but at the time they were filming it, according to Wikipedia, the Mexican media were very disappointed in how Jennifer Lopez were to play Selena. Jennifer Lopez received a lot of hate from these fans, and one of the main reasons that the Mexican media did not approve was because she was not Mexican-American. Jennifer Lopez was Puerto Rican, and the Mexican media felt disrespected that their favorite artist, Selena, who was Mexican-American, was being played by Puerto Rican. As for filming, most filmings took place in Selena's local area, such as San Antonio, the main one being Corpus Christi, Poteet, Houston, and Lake Jackson, Texas. Moving on, the movie came out in 1977 and is 127 minutes long, and the production had a budget of $35 million. When the movie came out, the film grossed and earned $11.6 million on its opening weekends, and the film grossed $35.5 million domestically during its theatrical run. Alright, that was Selena, and now we're going to move on to the movie from the present, Bohemian Rhapsody, made in 2018. So I'm going to give a quick synopsis real quick of the movie, and here it is. According to Google, the synopsis is about Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, who defies stereotypes and convention to become one of the history's most beloved entertainers. The band's revolutionary sound and popular songs lead to Queen's meteoric rise in the 1970s. After leaving the group to pursue a solo career, Freddie Mercury reunites with Queen for the benefit concert Live Aid, resulting in one of the greatest performances in rock and roll history. Alright, that was the synopsis, and let's go to my honest review before I begin with the in-depth production. Okay, so Bohemian Rhapsody, biopic for the lead singer of Queen, Freddie Mercury. Funny enough about Queen, growing up, my mom adored Queen, but I just did not really enjoy it for some reason, and it just didn't click with me. However, us people evolve, and one day, I just started to listen to Queen and enjoy his music. Something about Radio Gaga I like. And Mama, ooh. anyways, a lot of my friends put me on some Queen songs and it was great. Anyways, back to my review. My favorite thing about the movie was actor Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury. This dude went absolutely insane in this movie. He was so good. Rami Malek was literally a second Freddie Mercury to me. The scene where the movie reenacted the Live Aid 1985 event was absolutely incredible. I saw a YouTube video of a side-by-side comparison of the actual event to the movie, and holy cow, how accurate was that? Rami Malek did an incredible job, especially with the exotic facial expressions, the way he walked, and the way he flailed his arms and sang his heart out was so identical to the live action. In the end, I thought the movie was interesting, engaging, and kept a good pace. The movie was over 2 hours long, and it didn't feel like it was dragged on, but it felt like it was in good time. Alright, that was my honest review. Let's now go to the in-depth production. As for filming, most shots were just filmed in the UK, United Kingdom. And according to Wikipedia, moving on, the movie doesn't do a great job in depicting the life of Freddie Mercury in order. Movie critics say that major historical events surrounding the band are portrayed either out of order or inaccurately throughout the film. I will discuss more about this later on when I compare the two films. At its release on October 23rd, 2018, Bohemian Rhapsody grossed $216.7 million in the United States and Canada, and $694.4 million in other areas around the world, making it a combined gross of $911.1 million worldwide with a budget of $52 million. This led to Bohemian Rhapsody becoming the highest grossing musical biopic of all time worldwide. Okay, let's now begin comparing these two biopic films. Firstly, The Rotten Tomatoes. Again, The Rotten Tomatoes scores measures the percentage that are more positive than negative, and assigns an overall fresh or rotten rating to the movie. Scores of over 60% are considered fresh, meaning that the film was good, and scores of 59% and under are rotten, meaning that the film was bad. For Selena, made in 1997, the Rotten Tomato score was a 67%. And for Bohemian Rhapsody, made in 2018, the score was a 60%. As you can see, both scored pretty low, and to be honest, I was surprised. I really didn't expect that both of these movies would reach pretty low scores. Throughout my podcast, I've always been pretty aware if a movie was bad or not, but for these movies that I thought were good and scored pretty bad in the Rotten Tomatoes, I was in shock. I thought both films were very interesting, and when watching these films and not knowing who these people really are, I felt that I gained an understanding of who these guys are other than music. From what I think that most of the reviews made negatively toward the film were all people who already knew somewhat of the life of Selena or Freddie Mercury. I felt that these people had high expectations for the producers to 100% accurately depict their life. But then again, it's hard. I never really knew who these people were besides some of their songs until I watched their movie, and I could say I definitely enjoyed it. After further researching more into these films, there have been many reviews regarding that Bohemian Rhapsody is not that historically accurate. I mentioned earlier that many of the events that occurred were out of place and in the wrong order. Some examples include how Queen was created. The movie portrayed the creation of the band pretty simple, but apparently it was much more complicated than that. Movie critics have also mentioned how the backstory of Freddie Mercury's family is also historically inaccurate. Another thing we'll compare and final would be depiction. I thought both actor and actress Jennifer Lopez and Rami Malek did a splendid job in depicting in how Selena and Freddie Mercury portrayed themselves to be. I think I preferred more of Rami Malek's acting, however, but that's just me being biased. In the end, Selena had not a lot of negative reviews regarding inaccurate history throughout the film, but Bohemian Rhapsody did. The story of Selena depicts a true biopic to me compared with Bohemian Rhapsody. And although I believe that Bohemian Rhapsody was a better movie, did I think that it was a better biopic? No. I asked you guys that question earlier. What do you think? Thank you for watching this episode. My name is DJ Fig. I'll see you guys next week where we talk about another movie genre.